Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanik. This show inspires and empowers you to take the next step towards a life you can't stop thinking about. I am bringing in people from all over the world with authentic and inspiring stories. People who change their lives from good to better, from miserable to great, turn tragedy into hope, and start living their dream life on own terms. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to create a life of your dreams is already within you. Welcome to another Wednesday and another beautiful conversation. Today I invited Ore Ajakayi. Ore helps you building lasting self-confidence. But before we dive into this, super exciting topic, and I have prepared so many questions, I've got another question for you, dear listener. Are you living your life? Are the goals you are chasing your goals? So what I mean your goals, deeply your goals, are you spending a lot of time in the thing with the things you are meant to be doing, the things you love doing? Are you deeply and fully satisfied with your life, with your job, with your relationships? Are you? Or not sure? Or you haven't been checking in for a long time? You have the chance to do that now. In the show notes, I have prepared a little tiny read with a short video that will guide you to get clear on your life vision. And now, Ore, welcome to my show, Fabulous by Design. I think you are a fabulous woman. That's why you got this spot today. And I just can't wait. So tell us, who are you? And give us a little bit of an idea of what you are doing.
Thanks, Ivana. And I do really appreciate that intro, by the way. So my name is Ore, and I'm essentially a psychologist and transformational coach, with my emphasis, I was saying to Ivana before we press record, is on working with women and helping them build a lasting sense of confidence. Because we both touch on the fact that with coaching, a lot of times when people bring issues to you, you want to first, like, literally the basic foundation is that mindset and how you view yourself. So I was like, you know what, with my clients, I want to get them to a space where they stop second guessing themselves constantly, and they feel confident enough to be able to do whatever it is they want, like live out the life of their dreams, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I get it. And I love that. It's very much in line with my work. I think we've got to have loads to talk about. And my first question would be, in your opinion, Ore, where do we lose this confidence? Because as we grow up, the first thing we learn is to be confident, right? To get up when we fall, to climb a ladder, to go to the playground and do things we've never done before. This is essentially what our parents and society teaches us, right? When we are small children. Then we grow up, we go to school, the first bully comes, whatever, right? We just experience adversities, perhaps happenings we were not so prepared for. But where does it really get lost, in your opinion? Where do we lose our self-confidence in a way that it really keeps us from making serious life decisions?
So that's a great question, Ivana. So personally, I haven't got kids, but I always joke with parents and my friends who do have kids. I'm like, I feel like every parent should study psychology if they're going to start a family. Like, I've said it and I'm going to stick by it. Because so when you asked me that question, and this is what I was sharing with you, where I now really believe the emphasis on getting people to build lasting confidence is helping them with their emotional well-being. So I believe from my personal experience and from my studies as well, that we get knocked down, especially when it comes to our level of confidence, due to not having the right emotional tools to help with negative talk, negative emotions, to help with self-doubt. And I do want to say it, that very often there is some link out there to childhood. There is some link out there to childhood experiences where, yes, honestly, guys, don't get me wrong. I believe our parents do the best they can, but they're not psychologists. Like, psychology only even became popular in the last, like, how many odd years? Therapy only became a thing to actually go to. Like, it was so taboo for so long. And yes, I would say there were pockets of parents who tried to build their children's self-esteem, tried to let them know that even if you fail, you can stand back up again. But I personally don't believe that we've been equipped with the right emotional tools to help us in that space when we feel overwhelmed, when we have to face our fears and we're panicking on what to do next. We tend to shut down. And once we shut down, that creates a negative experience. And the more negative experience we're creating, the more our confidence is being knocked. And before you know it, you're this shadow of yourself where you're like, who am I? I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I see that. Yeah, I have a thought to this. Indeed, whenever it was about 20 years ago, perhaps, I remember whenever you've been talking about going to a psychologist, it was more in order to heal a serious mental disorder, right? And there was no such a thing like, I've got a little life issue that I would like to resolve. I just want to like talk to someone who is really, just objective and doesn't know my life entirely and can see this or can see my problem in a wider sense, in a broader picture, to give me some guidance, to ask me questions I wouldn't ask myself, nor my family, relatives, or anybody who is close to us. So you refer to self-confidence is being confident, basically, is being able to deal with your emotions, no matter if there are positive, negative, or anything in between. Is that correct?
Exactly, absolutely.
All right. So now seeing that, I think that dealing with positive emotions, I see that quite often happening, something positive happening. We don't have a problem sharing it, oversharing it, or also being cheered up for it, right? Being celebrated. It's often something that we learned. However, we cover up everything that is different. So what would you advise how to get even aware of the thing that there is a negative emotion that I'm covering up with pretending to be someone else or pretending to be happy, although I'm sad. Where do we start here?
Good question. So actually, I've got an event that I run with people, and it's to work with them to start to build their confidence. And what I share with them is the understanding that, so there's two parts actually to answer that question. I think the first part is, like you said, Ivana, a lot of us are we're very unaccustomed to sharing negative emotions. When it's the positives, we scream from the rooftop, right? But with the negatives, we're like, ooh. And it's because there might be shame, there might be embarrassment. But also, we've been running away from feeling negative emotions that we don't even let ourselves feel that emotion. And for me, and for my clients, I normally share with them, the first step is actually to give yourself permission to feel that emotion and understand what it feels like inside of you. Because I guarantee you, if you're someone who isn't very connected to your emotions, you are so scared to feel those emotions that you just want it to pass. Like, you're just waiting for the moment to pass, right? You're just like, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. And you're doing all these things, but you're not really allowing yourself to feel it. So I do say the first step is actually just, it might feel scary, but like, how about you give it a go? The same way you give yourself the permission to experience joy and happiness.
So in a term of be confidently sad or be confidently angry or be confidently loud, whatever you feel at the moment, like to be, yeah, to just freak out. This reminds me of a conversation I recently had with my partner, and I think I've been never going that far, and now I'm putting this on the purpose like this because I know we should be able to express our feelings or we should have the confidence to do so, right? And during this conversation, it turned out that I was raising my voice. And he really kindly asked me not to do so because it was not contributing to where we wanted to go. But I suddenly bursted into just let me raise my voice for once, like let me for once be angry because I am right now, right? And it was a moment of like, oh, what did you just do? What did you just do? Because, you know, we shouldn't be raising our voice in a conversation, or perhaps go calm down and go back to the conversation because it doesn't lead to anywhere. But at that moment, I was like, no, I just want to be loud right now. And I think I wish I could do this literally more often to be like, okay, I'm confident with not being okay at the moment. And I think this is where real authenticity goes, and can we move from here?
Exactly. And I really appreciate that example you gave, Ivana, because that's the thing. I feel like we have to a certain extent, and yes, that's the thing. Like, we know there's different ways to show anger, right? But we're so convinced that something super bad, something detrimental is going to happen from expressing that emotion. We don't allow the room for it to happen. And the reason I suggest, like you in that example you gave yourself that moment to, do you know what? I'm just going to be loud. And I know I'm receiving feedback in this moment that I shouldn't be loud, but I'm going to let it happen. And then when you have a moment to yourself further down the line, you can then reflect back on it. And I always say to people, imagine yourself as an observer, because that's pretty much what psychology is about, to be honest. It's just like also learning to step in the space of an observer. And probably similar to what you did in that situation is when you look back, and you know that saying, hindsight is the best sight, you can then think back and be like, okay, Ivana, like perhaps I should have done things differently. But when you then look back on that moment, if you can ask yourself the question, what was going on inside of me? Where was I feeling the anger? Because that's another thing as well. We just don't allow ourselves to have that experience of the emotion. And that's why it frightens us, because we're so scared we don't know what we might do. So sometimes it's like, actually allow yourself and allow it to happen and see how far it takes you, because then you can learn from the experience and then you can go back and be the wise Ivana and be like, okay, maybe next time I can walk away. Maybe next time I can do this. Maybe next time I can communicate more clearly. But I feel like sometimes you have to actually let it happen so then you can learn from your mistakes, basically.
I see that. Because at that moment, I was just shocked because of my reaction. I was just, wow, who is she right now? There is something new coming up, right? A new norms of Ivana. Thank you for elaborating on this. I would like to know from you, Ori. I think there is a little bit of going on of a thing. You are either confident and you are not confident, right? I personally believe that our confidence can shift during our lifetime, and then not just from it can be built, it can be dragged down, as we spoke about it earlier, but also within the areas of life, right? So I don't think personally, if I now can speak about myself, I am not always as confident in my relationship as I'm in my business, or not always as confident with my family as I'm with my friends. And I think this shifts and moves a lot. So, are we born confident? Do we build confidence during life? What is confidence? Like, where do we get it from if we think we don't have it?
So it's a good question, and I think the answer lies in, so when I share, for me, the approach I share with clients in terms of building confidence is essentially there's two definitions of confidence. There's to feel right, to feel like you can carry out the task, right? So it's like, Ivana, I need you to host a podcast. Yeah, sure, not a problem. And you just feel confident enough, because chances are you're very experienced, or maybe you're just experienced in presentation skills in general. So you feel that confidence. And the lesser known version is to show confidence, which is to act, or to commit to act in spite of your fear. And I believe this is a lesser known version of confidence. And this is actually the version of confidence I teach my clients. And the reason I teach it, and to go back to answer your question, I believe we are born confident, because when you observe children, They're just like willing to learn. And if you hear, if you think about the definition of the second version of confidence, is acting in spite of your fear. I mean, probably half the time, maybe the kids might feel fear, or a lot of times they just observe what's going on around them and then they act regardless. So I do believe that there is an innate part of us as humans in general, where we have that natural curiosity to pick up things, because going back to what you were sharing, sometimes we may lack confidence in different areas of life and it can come and go. But very often what makes us lack confidence is normally because a new situation has presented itself, like, oh, this is new. This is out of my comfort zone. What do I do? Now, going back to the kids, everything is out of their comfort zone. Everything is new to them. So they just go for it. They almost have no choice but to act, where we feel like, oh, I'm scared, I'm not going to do anything. Kids don't know that, oh, I'm scared, I'm not going to do anything. They just like go for it and see what happens. And actually, I believe that we now need to be more childlike and actually adapt that from kids, in the sense that, yes, I'm scared, because there's a new situation. So of course you're scared, right? You may have been in a relationship for 10 years, but something new presents itself in your relationship and you're like, oh, I don't know how to act. But unfortunately, a lot of us adults, we've fallen into this habit of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to do anything about it. What I'm saying is, actually, to have that lasting confidence, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I can commit to learning what to do about it. And that's pretty much like, guys, I'm just giving you the secret sauce to what I do with my paid clients. But honestly, are we born confident? I would say 100% yes, because when we observe kids, they just go for it without really thinking, and they go for it without hesitating. Whereas with us, when we get older, we start to struggle and we start to hesitate and doubt ourselves even more.
Mm-hmm. Because we give that subconsciously that meaning to things that we don't even know whether it's right or wrong, but there has been a past experience that might say, okay, I'm experiencing something new. Perhaps we failed in the past, right? Or we've made the wrong decision. It'll be like, okay, if I do this again, it will go again astray, and then better I don't do it at all.
Exactly.
Or just a simple fear of the unknown, right?
Exactly.
If you don't know what's happening, it's literally out of your control. And I believe that every single step we make into a new day is pretty much out of control.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can control what we eat, how we prepare our breakfast, but everything that we do not touch physically, right, is out of our control. Like if it's the weather, if it's our clients showing up or not, or whatever it is. So we are entering, like, if you can see this, such that we are entering the unknown every 2 minutes of our day, and yet make decisions to, you know, go to the supermarket not knowing whether the car will come fast behind the corner or not, right? We do that. And I love that you bring these kids examples. I think it's very good visual to just imagine that. It's like, okay, I'm gonna try and see. And it's often so simple, isn't it? We are looking for this magic pill, for the magic something that will, the catalyst that will finally do it, right? But it's actually that simple. Go and see, acting from a space of what can be, rather than from a space of, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to live tomorrow if I do so? I see you. Thank you for this elaborate answer, because I think there are so many perspectives, right? In all kinds of areas, so to say, right? Like, where do you need to be confident, where you don't need to be confident? But I think that's more an internal question we have to ask. Like, do we need to be confident, for example, in order to get a better job? Do we need to be confident to be able to be in a relationship? What's your take on this?
So my answer is yes, but when I say yes, remember that I'm basing it on the version of confidence where you are committing to take action irrespective of the unknown. Because this is the thing as well, Ivana, when you were saying that, and I was like, I hear you. And it's just, It's funny because, like you said, life is full of change. Life is full of uncertainty. But the thing is, we have done this clever trick to ourselves. And by we, I mean adults, where we have given ourselves the illusion of security. We've given ourselves the illusion of stability. So where you said that literally, I was thinking, oh my God, while Ivana's speaking, like, the audience are going to start freaking out when she's like, you just walk out the door, you don't know what's going to happen. But in reality, that is genuinely the reality. Like every time you walk out the God, I can just see all these people like refusing to leave their house now after listening to this.
I hope not. I'm always an ambassador and I really live up to this. I'm not going to tell you what you need, like what you want to hear, but I want to hear you what you need to hear, because we are living in that illusion, all right? It is like our self-created illusion of
exactly
safety, right? And what feels safe. And I think if we have already created that, we can create just a bigger circle around and be like,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So I agree with you. And so that, to answer your question, I feel we do need to feel confident to have the best relationship, best business, best career, best life. But bearing in mind that when I speak of feeling confident is just agreeing to make that commitment with yourself that you are willing and ready to learn. You're willing and ready to expand that comfort zone, expand that circle of security you've created for yourself. And yes, it might be challenging, but you are willing to step up to the plate and make it happen.
I love this. I think that really sums it up and brings it really to the point of what we really need to do is go and do it. Commit to try, no matter how weird, difficult it feels at that moment. Because also,
exactly.
I'm just going to give you a little secret. Our brain is constructed that it will not forever allow this difficulty, right? Our brain is constructed that it will give you a hard time the first, second, third, perhaps fourth time, but the fifth time it will give up. It will give up and be like, okay, go do it, no problem, you're safe, right?
Exactly. It's training. Is that all it is? We know that, right? It's reprogramming and retraining your brain the same way you programmed yourself to, oh, I've been disappointed so many times, so I'm not going to date anymore because I know that there's nothing good out there for me. I'm not going to bother applying for that promotion. The same way you've programmed yourself that I've been disappointed so many times, to avoid disappointment, I'm not going to do anymore, is the same way you can reprogram your brain. And like Ivana said, eventually your brain will be like, okay, I guess there's a new agenda. There is a new sheriff in town. I'm going to pay attention to the new president and know that this is the new routine. Like, we're not just gonna give up because we think we might get disappointed. We're going to keep at it. And like Ivana said, eventually your brain will catch up and be like, okay, cool.
I can't do that now.
Yeah.
Thank you. If you're listening to this, let us know your biggest takeaway. Let us know if you have questions, reach out. You will have everything you need to reach out to Aura in the show notes. So don't hesitate. Don't be shy. She is an open book. She is a very welcoming, warm-hearted person. If you have questions, if you want to have that conversation, go ahead and do so. And if you think that there is anybody out there of your friends, your family, somebody who really needs to hear this conversation, don't shy off. Share it. This is here for everybody to hear who needs to hear it and who is seeking help in this area. And before I let you go, unfortunately, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And it's always like this. We have this amazing conversation that could go on forever and ever. And I think there is so much more juicy stuff to it. And perhaps another time, Aura. But before I let you go, what do the people misunderstand the most about you?
Ooh. That is a good question. That was an unexpected question. I would say, what do people misunderstand the most? Great question. You made me pause for once.
You're not the only one. It might, you know, I just usually see that wide open mouth and be like, what does she want?
Oh my God. So the miss, I don't know. How do I want to put it? What people misunderstand the most about me?
Take your time.
Take your time.
Take your time. We have it all.
I would say my, actually, it's funny enough, we've been speaking about confidence, and I think maybe this might answer why I've become so passionate about helping other people become confident. I feel that what people would used to misunderstand, and they still do, to be honest, because yes, I'm working with women to help build their level of confidence, but it doesn't mean that I'm super certain every second of the day. It doesn't mean that I'm like this amazing woman who doesn't fear anything. Like, I do still have fears. I do still have doubts. And I do find that sometimes it can be a bit challenging because, especially my close circle, for example, people see me making things happen. They see me going for it. And they're like, oh, she's good to go. She's got it covered. And sometimes in those moments where I'm feeling vulnerable and I want to let my guard down and I just want to be like, somebody hold me. Like, I need inspiration. I need motivation. I feel people just assume, like, oh, but you've got it together. You're just this confident woman that just keeps it going. And I feel definitely that's something that sometimes I'm like, yes, I can commit to doing things I want to do, but it doesn't mean I don't feel the fear. It doesn't mean that I don't second guess myself. It doesn't mean that I don't doubt myself. And I would like a bit more understanding, with that, especially with people in my close circle sometimes.
I hear you. I hear you, or that's the downside of being confident, if I may put it like this, like very boldly, right? To make people understand that it is not always easy to make these decisions quick, but I think it's a incredibly great tool to have it to be like, okay, I'm not gonna pity myself right now, but I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna consider my options, and I'm gonna move forward, right? In your time, in your space, whatever that means to you. But we would get so much more attention if we would be pitying ourselves and be like, oh my God, I'm so poor and this happened to me again, right? But if you then see the opposite and the people who be like, okay, I'm not going to have this conversation, not with you, not with myself, not with anybody, because it's just a waste of time and my like precious like energy, right? And you learn to move forward, you don't get the attention anymore. And then it's like, oh my God, guys, hello, I'm still here. Can I please have that hug? Because actually, I feel like crying.
Honestly, Vanny, you just reminded me, like with my girlfriend, she's always like, oh, you're just so determined because I go swimming 4 times a week. I'm like, and sometimes I just want to scream at her, like, yeah, but it's not that easy. Like, just because I do it doesn't mean like I don't want to like just lay in bed and put the duvet over my head and be like, I don't want to go. But she's like, oh, like you just do it. It's just such a breeze. I'm like, no, it's not a breeze. Like, I'm putting in a lot of effort
Absolutely,
into
absolutely. I
doing
all right, I'm here for you. The next time you want to cry, just give me a call. I'll be there. I'll be listening because I think I would we need that. We need that support.
I honestly, Vanna, I'll be messaging you. I'll be like sending you, sliding in your DMs, going,
Please, please do
Ivana.
so. All of you, if you need me, if you want to,
Yeah.
you know, if you want to have that little pity, I'm here for you guys. I think, and so is Ore. I think this is the only way to create belonging. This is the only way to create a sense of understanding if we share what really is and not what it's supposed to be. Ore, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you. I really appreciated my time here. Thank you for having me, Ivana.